Well, hello world. Welcome to another Sunny Day Devo. It's time to take a few minutes and savor the silver lining. Raining here, kind of sloppy at the moment, but if we focus real hard, perhaps beyond those gray clouds, we can see or imagine the silver lining. So let's get started. Page one, a time for rhyme. Way back in the day, Mac Davis wrote a song. The famous line is, "Oh Lord, it's hard to be humble." Recently, I had to preach on humility, and I used his chorus from his song to illustrate something. And so I'm going to read that chorus, and then I'm going to tell you how I rewrote it, because it's kind of an arrogant song, as you might remember. Mac Davis wrote these words, "Oh Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way. I can't wait to look in the mirror, because I get better looking each day. To know me is to love me, must be a blank of a man. Oh Lord, it's hard to be humble, but I'm doing the best that I can." Well, I'm preaching on humility, and of course, being a Christian, I'm told that I need to act just the opposite of that. Sometimes I don't, but I try. And so, in the conclusion of my sermon, I shared with the folks the rewrite, if you will, of that particular line or chorus within Mac Davis's song. And so here's what Sonny Childs wrote. "Oh Lord, I ought to be humble. I'm messed up in every way. I dread looking into the mirror. My pride seems to worsen each day. You know me, yet you love me. Must be a heavenly plan. Oh Lord, I want to be humble. Please help this pitiful man." Our passage comes from Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 through 4, which reads from the NIV, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, rather in humility," there's our word, "in humility value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interest, but each of you to the interest of the others." Three thoughts from that passage that I think are profound, and we need to apply them in order to have a sunny day Devo. Number one, we need to see the word combination. He says, do nothing out of selfish ambition. Interesting combination. Selfish, we know what that means. All full of yourself. Ambition, that means to have a goal, something that really drives you in life. And so selfishness should not be the driving motive behind the things that you do. Number two, he says we should not have vain conceit. That seems almost redundant to me, but you need to do a word study, and I think you'll see a little bit of the nuances that differentiate between those two words. But again, it's this whole idea of being full of vanity and being conceited, all full of yourself, can't look beyond the mirror, if you will, the selfies that so often are popular on Facebook and Instagram and other things of that nature. And then he concludes the thought with this idea, rather, instead of that, we need to be humble. And he says, here's the way you can be humble. He says that you need to value others above yourself, which is really tough because, you know, ever since I was a baby, laying in my mother's arms, I thought it was all about me. You know, if I was hungry, I screamed. If I had a dirty diaper, I screamed. I felt like everybody should be at my beck and call. But God says that as we grow, we need to grow into humility, which is also evidently an attribute of maturity. And so we need to look at others as being above ourselves, or at least their needs. We should value them above ourselves. Interesting passage. So, oh Lord, I ought to be humble. All right, well, that leads me then to page two. A wonderful thing happened on our way to heaven. This particular reading, way back in 2008, it says, and it's entitled, "Do You Want to Win or Lose?" Yesterday, Cindy took the boys to Walmart. Bryson remembered to pack his Wii game system for this particular trip that we were on, but he forgot all the games to go with it, which makes an interesting combination. While at the store, Bryson spent some of his money on a computer game, and Gabriel bought the game Don't Break the Ice. It's a crazy game of plastic cubes squeezed into an elevated square frame. In the center is a large cube on which a red polar bear is standing. Why a red polar bear? I have no idea. But try to focus on what I'm saying here. The object is to take turns using this tiny little mallet and tap out cubes of the plastic ice. Whoever knocks out the cube, which causes the red polar bear to fall through the ice, is, of course, the loser. The first several rounds went fine, but when Gabriel saw all the ribbing and all the attention given to the one who lost the game, he quickly changed his strategy from trying to win to assuring that he would lose. All of a sudden, the little plastic mallet became a lethal weapon. He stopped aiming for one cube and he started assaulting the entire board. Whenever Cindy, Bryson, or I knocked out a piece, he held his breath just praying that the poorly colored polar bear would survive long enough for him to be the one to finish him off. At one point, in spite of Gabriel's most valiant effort, in spite of Gabriel's most valiant, violent efforts to be a loser, Cindy was the one to break through the surface and send the bear into the icy depths below. I wish you could have seen Gabriel's reaction. Have you ever seen a sore loser? Well, Gabriel's a sore winner. He threw his mallet, beat his feet against the floor, and moaned, "I wanted to be the one to knock the bear through the ice." Winning just didn't set well with my little boy. Have you ever known anyone who seemed to be more excited about living a losing lifestyle than they were about trying to win? Some folks, it seems, live their entire work week in anticipation of a drunken weekend. Others lay awake at night fantasizing about ways they can violate their marriage vows and push their partner away. Many in this world are so filled with anger that they see life as an opportunity to strike out at others and wreck other people's lives and other people's happiness. Why do so many seem to be living a losing lifestyle? Could it be that the only real validation they understand is the attention that a self-destructive lifestyle brings to them? Could it be that the only time they really feel alive is when they are dying? It is the responsibility of every Christian to show the world a winning attitude. As strange as it may sound, we must convince them that it is better to win than to lose. We must give them the attention and the validation that a winning spirit receives. John chapter 10 and verse 10 reads from the New King James, "I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly." Page 3, the wrap up. Remember, the quality of your day is directly connected to the depth of your relationship with the Lord. "He knows me, yet he loves me." Must be a heavenly plan. "Oh Lord, I want to be humble. Please help this pitiful man." Do you enjoy the Sunday Day Devos? Would you like to support this effort? If you're interested in supporting our little family ministry, please be sure to send your email address along with your next contribution. Contributions can be made out to Sunny at sunnychiles.com, P.O. Box 682, Paragould, Arkansas 72451. Till next time, remember, the most important question in life is this: what on earth are you doing, for heaven's sake? Be there. Matthew 16:26.